We're here with Matt Nagel, Cobber head coach, after the Concordia's 24-6 win over the Dragons. We talked before the match, and you were breaking it down. It was going to be a close, you know, could have gone either way. What was the difference between you guys posting, you know, that 18-point win?
I think it's exactly what I told the guys before. I said, hey, you know, in the past, earlier this season, we've won or lost a lot of close matches and dual meets because of it. We need to start winning the close ones, and they're going to be close ones, and that's what we did tonight. We really essentially won the close ones, and we could have even won at 33 as well. I mean, that was another one. But when push came to shove, they stepped up, and we scored the first takedowns and then finished the matches, and that's the key.
One of the big things, too, is you guys had a lot of matches where there was, in the third period, it was either tied or you guys were behind, but then you guys put the pedal to the metal and you came out with a victory. You guys do something in the wrestling room during practice to preach that, to get the guys to, you know, really push harder in that third period?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, not so much before, but just because we've been losing in those situations, that's what we've started to do. Some scenarios exactly like that. 30 seconds left, you're down by 2 points. What are you going to do? How are you going to find a way to win? And they've been working on that. And it started to show, and it was really encouraging, so...
Talk a little bit about Jonathan Coleman. He had a great win, probably the turnaround of the match where you guys could have gone either way, and he comes up with a big win. He now leads the team in victories. What has he done really well this year? It's kind of from last year.
You know, and I think the biggest thing for Jonathan is that he's starting to incorporate the things that we try to do good as a team, but he's also including what he's good at personally. And he knows what he's good at, so he's finding a way to win, and that's sometimes the biggest thing in college wrestling is just you got to find a way to win.
You guys now have two duels left with St. Olaf and St. John's, and you go to regionals. Where are you guys at as far as, you know, being at your peak, you know, living up to your potential?
Yeah, I think that's one thing that we're talking a lot about right now is that, you know, it's important to learn as a team when to peak, and we're by no means at a peaking level, but we're moving in the right direction. They're starting to feel it. So I think for us right now to feel this little bit of momentum and continue to carry it forward, we could be in a really good place come regional time.